Unidad 4.
Stereotypes.
Unidad 4. Sesión A. Actividad 12.
Haya. Vaya. Agua. Agua.
Haya. Vaya. Fire. Power. Dryer. Flower. Flyer. Flower. Liar. Hour. Trier. Tower.
Unidad 4, sesión A, actividad 15.
A.
My holiday? Well, I haven't decided yet. I mean, I'm not sure. I could go to Ibiza with my parents. They go every year. Have done since they were students. But I fancy somewhere different. On the other hand, I haven't got much money. Oh, I don't know.
B. I want to move. You see, my flat's very nice, but it's too small. My friend's flat will be vacant soon because he's going to Canada for a year, and I'm pretty sure he wants someone to look after it. C.
Oh, who knows what I'll be doing in 20 years' time. I know. I'll be director of the Bank of England, and married to a film star, and live in a palace. Tell that to the manager at the bank tomorrow.
D.
Oh, I really wish I could be French instead of English. The language is elegant, the people are elegant, and the food is wonderful. And I just love the countryside. But I'm afraid I wasn't born there.
Unidad 4. Sesión A. Actividad 16.
What are we going to do when Ingrid comes?
What do you mean?
Well, she's Swedish. Our furniture is so old. We need to get some modern furniture for her room.
No, we don't. That old furniture is beautiful. It used to belong to my mother.
The house is so cold. We must put a heater in her room.
Do you think so? It's not very cold now.
But it will be in January and February. Scandinavians expect to be warm in their houses. Oh, what about the bathroom? The hot water doesn't always work.
Yes, you're right. I'll find out how much heaters cost and call the plumber today. What about food?
Well, they drink tea with lemon, and they like strong coffee and cheese. Oh, and those funny open sandwiches.
Smorgasbord.
Sorry?
That's Swedish for open sandwiches. Shall we get some ham and salami?
You don't think she'll like English food?
No.
Unidad 4. Sesión B. Actividad 11.
What a shame. How strange. What a lovely picture. What beautiful hair.
This is where you're going to sleep.
What an enormous room.
Let's go to France for the day.
What a fantastic idea.
Did you know that Swiss people eat more chocolate than British people?
How interesting.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid we can't come to your party.
What a pity.
Listen, we're going to move to Singapore. Henry's got a job there.
What exciting news.
Unidad 4. Sesión B. Actividad 14.
This person is male. He's tall and he's about 35. He's wearing a white shirt and a tie. He has a pinstriped suit on. He's got a rolled umbrella on one arm, and he's wearing a bowler hat. Which country does he represent?
Unidad 4. Consolidación. Actividad 1.
Person A is about 45. He's got dark hair and he lives in Paris. He's a fashion designer.
Person B is 25 years old. He loves all the latest fashions and spends all his money on clothes and haircuts. He's a postman.
Person C is a graduate of Oxford University, where she studied Latin and Greek. She now reads the news on BBC television. She's about 40.
Person D is about 30. She's dark and jolly and enjoys life. She used to be a singer, but now she's a computer analyst working in a large multinational company.
Person E is about 35. She has blonde hair and she looks smart. She is a professor at a university in Kenya.
Unidad 4. Self-test. Actividad 2.
And it was fantastic. I never expected to enjoy it, but it was great.
What were the people like?
Really friendly, polite. And they all wanted to speak English with us.
I went to Japan once.
Did you? What was that like?
Amazing. The food was fantastic, although we couldn't afford to eat much. We couldn't afford anything, really. Not like China, eh, George?
I had a Japanese friend, and she said that only Western women could be beautiful.
That's right. Western models are used for fashion and beauty photographs in Japan.
It might be because the products are all American or European.
You could be right. How strange. Japanese women are so beautiful, small and delicate.
Yes, not like Irish women. Hey, Bridget.
How rude. But I agree. Women in Ireland are not usually small and delicate. I think I must be typically Irish.
What do you mean, typically Irish? Red hair, green eyes.
Well, some Irish people have red hair and green eyes, and some look like Bridget.
And you're typically Australian, I suppose, George.
There's no such thing as typically Australian, Bridget. The only thing we all got in common is a suntan and a liking for beer. Cheers.